Blog Talk Radio.
And praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Deans and End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with Life Support Outreach Church. And we're so thankful to be back on our radio broadcast on tonight. And we're on Zoom on tonight. We give God praise and we give him glory on tonight. So I just thank and praise God for the radio broadcast on tonight. And we thank and praise God for Zoom on tonight. We give him praise and we give him glory tonight. I'm just trying to figure this out, y'all, but it's okay. We're going to get ready to call our worship to order on tonight. We thank and praise God for another opportunity. It's just good to be in the house of God, and that's our house right now, but it's good to be there. We're going to get ready to have a short devotion tonight, and we're going to just keep on going. You know, we're going to study the Word of God. We're still in the book of Revelation, and by Thursday, we want to finish that because I got so many other things God has given me to teach on. So I'm going to read a scripture. We're going to have a song first, scripture and a prayer. And then we're going to go forward.
Take me to the king. Don't have much to breathe. My heart is growing in peace. It's my own. Take me to the game. Truth is, I'm kind. Options are few. I'm trying to play, but where are you? I'm altered now, hurt and abused. I can't say what led to me. Truth is, I'm weak. No strength to fight. No tears to cry. Even if I try, but still my soul refuses to die. What else will change my life? Take me to the king. I don't have much to breathe. My heart's torn in pieces. It's my offering. Lay me at the throne. Leave me there alone to gaze upon your glory and say to you the song. Please take me to the king. Truth is, it's time to stop playing the game. We need a word for the people's pain. So Lord, see right now, let it fall like rain. For yeah, we're desperate, we're chasing after you. Oh, I know no relief. I made my
Scripture reading will be coming from Psalms 107. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hands of the enemy, and gathered them out of the hands from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. They wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way. They found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their souls fainting in them. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distress. And he led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city of habitation. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness, and for his wonderful works to the children of men. I have just read you from Psalms 106, from the first verse down through the eighth verse. May God richly add a blessing to the doers of his most holy word. Father, we come on tonight humbly before your throne of grace, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Father, that we committed against you in the name of Jesus. Lord, we come confessing tonight, Lord, and we repent tonight, Lord. We confess and we ask your forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Lord, we come tonight, first of all, binding up the strong man on tonight. We bind the strong man, Father, from our lives. We bind up the strong man from this radio broadcast in the mighty name of Jesus. We bind them up, Lord, and we tie them and bind them to the foot of Jesus that he may judge them when judgment day comes. In the name of Jesus, and we bind up every demon that is associated with this strong man. In the name of Jesus, we just bind up everything that try to attack our radio broadcast on tonight. In the name of Jesus, Father, I come right now asking you to cover everyone under the sound of my voice tonight. I ask you tonight, Lord, to cover them in the blood of Jesus and encamp your angels all around about them to protect them on tonight. Then I ask you tonight, Lord, to let Deborah Deans decrease, that the Holy Ghost may increase and minister to us and teach us on tonight. In the name of Jesus, I have no power and no authority of myself, but it's by every word that's in this word of God. Lord, I thank you tonight. I give praise on tonight. I magnify you tonight, Lord. I'm asking you right now to teach us, Lord. Teach me, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we'll be careful tonight to give you all the praise and all the glory and all the honor. And we bind every witch. I'm sorry. We bind every witch, every wizard, every warlock. We bind you up right now. We bind you up right now.
We bind you up. We cast you out. And we command you to go to wherever Jesus wants to send you. In the name of Jesus, we bind you up now. Every witch, chanting. Father, I ask you to set fire to a skirt right now and burn her up from the top of her head, Lord, to the feet. And every male witch, wizard, warlord, burn him up, Lord. You say, suffer a witch not to live. In the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we'll be careful to give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. In Jesus' name, we pray and ask it all. Amen. 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 Thank you, Lord. So we're going to get started because we got to get some things. Now, I'm trying to go on and finish because we're going to go back through the book of Revelation again because we need to know what hour we're in this day and time. But God has given me some more things to teach on, and I don't want to just stop where we are in the book of Revelation. I want to just kind of finish it up. So today and Thursday, we should be finished by the time. So we on chapter 14, verses 14 through 20. I thought we did this last week, but maybe we didn't. Anyway, I'm going to read from the first six verses. It says, then I looked, and I saw a white cloud, a person who was like the son of man. Let me read it out of here. And I looked, and wait a minute. Okay. And I looked, and behold, a white cloud. And up on the cloud, one set like unto the Son of Man, having on his head a golden crown, and in his hand a sharp sickle. And another angel came out of the temple, crying with a loud voice to him that sat on the cloud, thrust in thy sickle and reap, for the time is come for them to reap. For the harvest of the earth is ripe, and he that sat on the cloud thrust in his sickle on the earth, and the earth was ripe, was ripe. And another angel came out of the temple, which is in heaven, he also having a sharp sickle. And another angel came out from the altar, which had power over fire, and cried with a loud cry to him that had the sharp sickle, saying, thrust in thy sickle, and gather the clusters of the vine of the earth, for her grapes are fully ripe. And the angel thrust in his sickle into the earth, and gathered the vine of the earth, and cast it into the great winepress of the wrath of God. And the winepress was trodden without the city, and blood came out of the winepress, even unto the horse bridle, by the space of 1,600 furlongs. After the three angels had gone, John saw a white cloud, a person sat on the cloud. He was like the Son of Man. The phrase like a Son of Man means that this was Christ, and that's in Revelation chapter 1, verse 13, and also in Daniel chapter 7, verse 13. Christ wore a gold crown on his head. This showed that he had overcome his enemies, the crown did. He had the power to do what he came to do, like someone who had harvest crops. He had a sharp tool in his hand. This means that Christ would be the judge of all people. He's going to judge everybody. And angel came out from the temple in heaven. God sent him with a message to the Son of Man. The angel said with a loud voice, the time has come. The harvest of the earth is ripe and ready. Go and gather it. This message meant that the time of the end had come. The Lord would rescue his own people, but he would punish the rest of the people. The evil deeds of the people on the earth could not grow worse. The Lord had to deal with it. So Christ gathered the wicked people as someone harvests a crop. The account of this event is in chapter 19 and chapter 20. Okay, in verse 17 and 18, God sent two more angels. They came from the temple of the temple and the altar. The first one had a sharp tool for the harvest. The other one had commands over the fire. Fire destroyed what remained after the harvest. God sent the angel to punish the people on the earth. The angel of fire shouted to the other one, the other angel. He told him to use his sharp tool. The grapes were ripe. They were ready to harvest. The grapes meant the evil people whom the Lord would punish. They had refused Christ, and they followed the Antichrist. And that's what we have to know. We got to stay with Christ. We got to stay with Christ. We have to seek God. Seek him while he may be found. Call on him while he's near. We have to seek God every day, as much as we can. I'm not talking about spending your day all day because, you're busy. You know, God knows we live. We have a life. But you have to set aside time for him. So what he's saying is we have to seek him because, and I know all of us have accepted Christ. We have accepted Christ. The people he's talking about won't accept Christ, and they have accepted to follow the Antichrist. In verses 19 and 20, where am I? Okay. When the people made wine, they put the ripe grapes in the Lord's bucket. You know, the ripe grapes mean the evil people. Then they stepped on the grapes until the juice came out. They used the juice to make the wine that they drink. See, the angel with his sharp tool or sharp sword harvested the grapes of the whole earth, the evil people. He threw them into a large bucket. Then God squeezed the grapes as men stepping on natural grapes. But these grapes meant the people with whom God was angry. So John was describing the death of these people. This is why John saw blood flow from the grapes instead of juice, because he was describing people. That's what the angels were showing John. This was an awful thing, but John tried to show us how terrible it was. It was terrible. A deep river of blood flowed from the people. It was about 5 feet deep. It flowed for 200 miles. God was very angry. He punished and killed all those wicked people. It was outside the city where Jesus died. God punished this vast crowd of people outside the city of Jerusalem. That city was Jerusalem. So when you don't accept Christ and when you don't live for God, you know what to expect at the end. Even if you die before the end, if you don't accept Christ while you're here on earth, you know you're going to be punished. And you don't want to be that. We don't want to be that. I don't want to be that. That's why I seek him even the more. There's so many evil people out here today. You have to really stay under the blood of Jesus. You have to stay under the covering of Jesus so he can send angels to fight for us. We have to fight ourselves because when a demon attack you or when somebody attack you, the way to fight a demon, the way to fight a witch, you have to come with them. The blood of Jesus is against you. The blood and the name will make them flee. So if something going wrong and it's just steady going wrong, you can say, well, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. I have known people that was going to, they said they was almost in a bad accident. And when the thing, they saw it coming, and they say the blood, and honey, that car moved up or the truck moved up, and it missed. You can fight the enemy with the name of Jesus or the blood of Jesus. That's how you do it. So that's how I've learned to do it, with by the blood, because the blood never loses its power. That's the shed blood, the blood that Jesus shed at the cross of Calvary. Now, we're in Revelation 15. This is the last, the seven last troubles, preparation for the troubles. I'm going to start with verse 1 and read to 8. Then I saw something else in heaven. It's John talking. It was great and wonderful. There were seven angels who brought the seven last awful troubles to the world. These were the last troubles because they satisfied the anger of God. And I saw what seemed to be a sea of glass and fire. I also saw those who had defeated the beast and its image. They overcame the number of the name of the beast. Those who overcame the beast stood on the glassy sea. They held in their hands the harps that God had given them. And they sang the song that Moses, the servant of God, and the Lamb had sung. The Lord God, you are all powerful. You do great and wonderful things. You rule as king over the nations. All that you do is right and perfect. Verse 4 says, Lord, everyone will respect you, and everyone will give you honor to your name. You alone are the holy God. People from all nations will come and worship you. They will come because they have seen your deeds, and your decisions are always right. Now, when you praying in your whatever, however many minutes it is, always know that you do have to give God honor and praise. You always have, when you start, and I ain't trying to tell you how to pray, but I'm trying to tell you how it goes. When you're seeking God, you know, I get up, and after I anoint my head and whatever else, I start worship. See, worship comes first. You have to give God some praise. You have to praise God for a few minutes. You have to worship him. So I've gotten where I just worship and praise God for 2 hours. Then I come back and I pray for 2 hours in tongues, in my prayer language. Then I pray for my whatever needs or for people or whatever. But because you're just starting out, just pray, just worship him first, because you can't come to God any kind of way. You always first of all repent, because God hates sin, and we all sin. Me and every other leader and everybody sin. And if they say they don't sin, they are liar, and the truth is not in them. So when we come before God, we come first of all asking God to forgive us for whatever we've done, whatever sin we committed against him. In the name of Jesus, then we ask him to cleanse us in the blood of Jesus and forgive us. And then we just praise him for a few minutes. If you're doing 15 minutes, praise him for 5 minutes. Praise God for 5 minutes. Worship him for 5 minutes and praise him, because he's worthy of all of our praise. So we need to praise him. Then you can go into your prayer or whatever, however you want to do it. But we always supposed to reverence and praise him first. Let me get back to what I was doing. Anyway, after this, I saw the temple in heaven. I'm on verse 5, y'all, forgive me. But I just, this is a need that you all need to know. How to pray, you need to ask God in your prayer time, Father, teach me how to pray. My desire is to please you So you teach me what to pray for and how you want me to pray, and he'll let you know. Okay. After this, I saw the temple in heaven, and the most holy place, which was in the temple, was open. Verse 6 says, the seven angels who had the seven last awful troubles came out of the temple. Each one wore bright white clothes, and each one had a gold belt around his body. Then one of the four creatures gave a gold bowl to each angel. The bowls were full of anger of God, who will always live, came from the greatness and power of God, filled the temple. Nobody could go into the temple until the seven trouble had ended. The seven angels would pour out these awful troubles. The first verse, what John saw next was great and wonderful. He saw in heaven seven angels. These angels controlled the seven last troubles that came upon the world. These will be times of awful trouble and pain because God will be angry. God will be angry because people refused to accept his love. God would be angry because people became very wicked. And God would be angry because people worshiped the beast and his image instead of God. Now, you know, he ain't talking about none of us. But if we here, you know we gonna worship God and not no beast. That's why you have to be careful who you let prophesy to you. You have to be careful who you let pray over you. Because in this time, what nobody told me, I experienced these things. Because when they prayed, God said, praying for me, they was praying against me, and things happened to me. So I know the reason why my hair fell off. Because the girl told me she had, the God gave her the gift in praying to grow hair, and she put her hand right in the top of my head and prayed for my hair silently. And my hair fell off. But God, I ain't got no complaints. Because God said the battle don't belong to you, it belongs to me. So God is taking care of the situation. I ain't worried about it. They got many, 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 many weeds. Mm-hmm. So, okay. And God would be angry because people worship the beast and his image instead of God. These last troubles will bring the anger of God to an end. This does not mean that God's anger has finished. He still has to punish the devil, and he still has to throw the beast and the false prophets into the lake of fire, but it does mean that this will be the final act of God's anger on earth. And the only way you can tell a real prophet is by whatever he says comes to pass. If you just want to know, if your spirit don't alert you, if your spirit don't agree, and you're trying to find a way how to really feel like that they're a real prophet or they're a prophet of God, because there's false prophets out here. There's many of them out here. So it's like a prophet of Lewis. He confirmed things I say, and I confirm things God give him, and he confirmed things God give me. So I know we're on the right part. We're on the right standing. So, and I just thank and praise God for that. Because you can't let everybody prophesy to you. You can't let everybody pray for you. I'm just telling you. Okay, verse 2. John again sees a glass sea. That's in Revelation 4 and 6. This sea seems to be glass, but it glows like fire. And it was a solid sea rather than like water. A large crowd stood on the sea. The crowd was of all those who had defeated the beast and his image. They did not worship the beast. They did not have the mark of the beast. That mark was the number of the name of the beast. God gave to them harps in order to make music. They held these harps in their hands. So they didn't accept the mark of the beast. They didn't worship him. They kept with God, and they overcame him, the beast. Then they sang a song of praise to God. They sang about the wonderful things that God had done. They sang the song that Moses had sung. It was a song about Israel from Egypt, and that's over in Exodus chapter 15, verses 1 through 18. They sang about the way that the Lamb had saved them. They praised God because he is all-powerful. God fixed limits on the power of the beast. God had control over all things. They praised God because he had been with them during the troubles. Now, God had brought them to safely in heaven. They declared that all God's deeds are right and perfect. He is the king of the ages. He rules all things through the time and beyond time. In the end, all who remain will be afraid of God. They will give honor to him. Nobody will worship another God because there is no other. He is the one and only holy God. This song is about the time after God deals with the beast. The nations will then see what God has done. God, as the judge, will punish the workers of evil deeds. People from all nations will worship God. Each phrase in the song came from the Psalms or the prophets of the Old Testament. I tell you, if you just praise, if you just give God praise, and you got to accept him in your heart. Just know God loves you. He loves you way more than your natural father. He loves you way more than your natural mother. He would love you way more than anybody. He loves you way more. He can do more than anybody can do for you. He loves you way more. He gave his only son to die for us, for all of my hang-ups, all of my habits, all of my sins, because we were supposed to be dead. But he gave his son that we might live and live more abundantly. So we ought to know that God loves us more than we can imagine. He loves us, and he understands us because he don't just listen to what we're saying. He look in our heart and know our feelings and know what's in our heart. We can't fool him because he looks at our heart. He made it. He know how to look and read it. We don't have to say a word. He reads what's in our heart. And the heart tells everything. So that's why we got to stay close to God. We gotta know and talk to him like you would talk to your parents. Talk to him. Tell him you love him. Tell him you appreciate him. I don't take nothing for granted that God does for me. He don't have to do nothing for us. He don't have to do nothing for us. We sin all the time. I know I told you I'd be out there driving, fussing, move, stop. You so ugly, you get on all this stuff. Just roll rage. That's why I have to repent all the time. And I'm the one don't be driving fast, but they be too close to me. And stuff like that, we sin every day. But we have to repent every day. And sometimes more than once a day. Because when I think about it, when I just start thinking about it, I said, Lord, forgive me for saying this. I might be gossiping. You know, saying, girl, you know she ain't going to do this. I run and try to repent. Lord, forgive me. Forgive me. Forgive you. But you got to ask it. Then you got to turn from doing it. Mm-hmm. That's the only way you're not going to be in this seven land trouble. You're going to be on the sea of glass where he put the people that weren't doing all this evil deeds because you don't believe people out here doing it. But when I tell you they doing it, they doing it. And I'm telling you, well, God showed me so much. But when I tell you, I try to let you know, everybody ain't for us. Everybody ain't going to do it. Everybody not going to say it. I'm telling you, you got to make sure you're in the will of God. Don't do nothing out of place. You know what I'm saying? We're human. We're going to make mistakes. We're going to do that. We're going to sin, but repent. We got to repent. So, number seven, I think, no, I'm going to read, start from 5 and 6. Then John saw the temple. Then John saw the temple of heaven. In the temple was the most holy place. I did read that. It was open, and seven angels came out of it. The angels came from God. They would bring the final offer of trouble to the earth. Each of the seven angels received a gold bowl from one of the creatures. These bowls contained the seven last troubles. From one of the creatures. These creatures contain seven last troubles. Okay. As the angels received the bowl, smoke filled the temple. This smoke was from the glory and power of God. This smoke showed that God was presented in his temple because was present in his temple because of the smoke. Nobody could enter the temple. Nobody could stop the awful troubles that God sent on the earth. So we know God is powerful. He's mighty. He's powerful. He's all powerful. Nothing he made the devil. Everything God made. God created the earth and everything in it. He owns the earth. Every piece of breath and air that we breathe, God made everything. So who would serve a God like that? You know he got control of everything. You know he owned everything. You know he made us all. We crazy not to even, you know, love him and position ourselves to be with him forever. Okay, we in chapter 16 now. And I'm not trying to scare y'all, but this don't even, the ones that love God, the ones that know that they love God and have accepted God, it's not following the beast, y'all ain't got nothing to worry about. Don't worry about it. Because God, he loves us. He's not going to let nothing happen to us. Believe that. Revelation 16, verses 1 through 21. And I heard a great voice out of the temple saying to the seven angels, go your way and pour out the vials of the wrath of God upon the earth. First went and poured out his vial upon the earth, and there fell a noisome and grievous sore upon men which had the mark of the beast. And upon them which worship the image. And the second angel poured out his vial upon the sea, and it became as the blood of a dead man, and every living soul died in the sea. And the third angel poured out the vial upon the rivers and fountains of waters, and they became blood. And I heard the angel of the water say, thou art righteous, O Lord, which art and was and shall be, because thou hast judged us. For they have shed the blood of saints and prophets, and thou hast given them blood to drink, for they are worthy. And I heard another out of the altar say, even so, Lord God Almighty, true and righteous are thy judgments. And the fourth angel poured out his vial upon the sun, and power was given unto him to scorch men with fire. And men were scorched with great heat and blaspheming the name of God, which have power over these plagues, and they repented not to give him glory. And the fifth angel poured out his vial upon the seat of the beast, and his kingdom was full of darkness, and they gnashed their tongues for pain, and blasphemed the God of heaven because of their pain and their sores, and repented not of their deeds. And the sixth angel poured out his vial upon the great river Euphrates, and the waters there were dried up, that the way of the kings of the east might be prepared. And I saw these unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon, and out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophets, for they are the spirits of devils, working miracles, which go forth unto the kings of the earth and of the whole world to gather them to the battle of the great day of God Almighty. Behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his garment, lest he walk naked and they see his shame. And he gathered them together into a place called in the Hebrew tongue Armageddon. And the seventh angel poured out his vial unto the air, and there came a great voice out of the temple of heaven from the throne, saying, "It is done." And there were voices and thundering and lightning, and there were a great earthquake such as was not seen. Men were upon the earth, so mighty an earthquake and so great. And the great city was divided into three parts, and the city of the nation fell, and great Babylon came in remembrance before God to give unto her the cup of the wine of the fierceness of his wrath. And every island fled away, and mountains were not found. And there fell upon men a great hail out of heaven, every stone about the weight of a talent. And men blasphemed God because of the plague of the hail, for the plague thereof was exceeding great. Now, God did not allow anybody to enter the temple in heaven at this time. Okay. Wait a minute, child. Yeah, he did not let anybody enter into the temple of heaven in this time. The voice that John heard come from the temple, it was loud and it had great authority. It was the voice of God. God told the seven angels to go and to empty the bowls on the earth. The bowls contained the anger of God. In other words, the people would know how angry God was because the bowls of the bowls. When each angel poured each bowl, there would be terrible trouble on the earth. It was as if bowls contained the actual trouble. The angels went. And they poured out those. They went out. They went one after another, just like the Lord told them to. They went one after another. But again, this don't concern. I mean, this is not about us because we love God and we accept God. So we don't have to worry about this. Verse 2, the angel poured out the first bowl of the anger of God. Those who had the mark of the beast suffered much pain. They had terrible sores on their skin. At the end of time, all people will have to be loyal either to the beast or to Christ. The anger of God is against those loyal to the beast. And y'all know we cannot accept the mark of the beast if we hear. The next angel poured his bowl over the sea. The waters became like blood. Nothing that depended on the sea could live. No fish, no whale, no nothing. all that was in the sea died. Third angel poured his bowl on the fresh water. All the rivers and streams became blood. The water was not good to drink. It was bitter to the taste and full of poison. Nobody could drink it. The angel who had power over the water spoke to God. He first declared who God is. He is the holy God, and there is none like him. He is the living God, and he always will be, always was, always will be. He is perfect, and all that he does is right. God was right to send all these troubles on the earth. The people deserve them all, and these people are the ones that did not accept Christ, did not accept Jesus. They had killed so many of God's people. They had killed the prophets that God had sent to them. Instead of they listening to the prophets, they killed them. The blood of the Lord, of the Lord's people, had flowed when the evil people killed them. Now God gave to the evil people to drink. God was right to do so, and they deserved it. John heard a voice from the altar in heaven. This voice agreed with the angel. The Lord God is the God of all power, and he is the judge of the people. He is right to punish them as he did. They were evil people, and they were guilty of many, many, many crimes. With the contents of the fourth bowl, the heat of the sun increased. It became so hot that it burned people. It was so hot, it burned them like fire was burning. The people knew that these troubles came from God. God sent them to warn the people. They should have turned from their sins, and they should have cried out to God. They praised God who had such power. Instead, they cursed God. They did not turn from their sins. They did not praise God. This is what I'm saying. We got to give God praise. Oh, we sin every day. Ain't nobody perfect, but we got to pray and ask God for forgiveness every day. Every time you think about it, if I said something wrong, if I did something wrong, Lord, I repent right now. You don't give nobody a piece of your mind and don't repent. You better run back and get it, the piece you gave them, and repent. And turn. Stop. We're not perfect. We're human. He know that. But we have to repent for the things that we do. The throne of the beast means all that he ruled. The whole of his kingdom became dark. There was no light. The dark was completely black. The darkness made the people's pain feel much worse. So the people bit their tongues because of the pain. Woo! They had terrible pain, but the people would not turn from their sins. They knew that God ruled in heaven, but they would not call out for God to help them. They would not praise him or serve him as their God. They cursed God because of all that they suffered. That's crazy. Verse 12, the river Euphrates was the boundary of the land that God promised to Abraham in Genesis 15 and 18. The big river became dry. This made it easy for those who would come from the east to cross over it. The kings of the east were ready for war. They would come across the river for the great final battle. John saw three demons. They came out of the mouth of the dragon, the beast, and the false prophet. The dragon was the devil and Satan. Revelation chapter 12, verse 9. The beast was the Antichrist, came out of the sea in Revelation 13, verses 1 through 10. The false prophet was the second beast that came out of the earth. That's in Revelation chapter 13, verses 11 through 17. These demons went to all the kings of the earth. by their astonishing deeds, they were able to persuade the kings to come together. The kings brought their armies to fight against the Lord. On the day which God had fixed, there would be the final great battle. The armies of the world would fight against the forces of God. Man. The forces of the devil would gather for the final battle. Then, when they do not expect him, Jesus will come. He's going to come. The Lord says that he will come like a thief. Paul wrote that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5:2, nobody knows when he will come. He will come, but it will be a surprise to all the people. Those who trust in the Lord must be ready for this great event. The Lord describes them like soldiers before the command to go into battle. Such a soldier has his clothes ready for the battle, and he has his sword ready to put on. So God's people must be prepared, must prepare themselves for Jesus to come. They must expect him, and they must be ready for him. Those who are not ready will be ashamed. They will be like soldiers who, with no clothes to protect them, or like soldiers without any weapons on to fight their enemy. That's why I always say, when I get up, when God wake me up to pray, I put my war clothes on. I put my prayer clothes on, because that's what time it is. When you're ready to go into battle against these demons that chanting and praying against you, you have to have on your war clothes. You have to put on the whole armor of God to fight these demons. Armies will spread out over a large area, but the center will be in or near Megiddo. Megiddo. The seventh angel poured out his bowl of God's anger into the air, and this is the last one. The voice of God came from the throne in the temple of heaven with a loud voice. God shouted that the end has come. With this bowl, he will complete his act of anger on the earth. At the sound of God's voice, the air and the earth seemed to explode. There were flashes of lightning. There were loud flashes of thunder in the skies, and the most powerful earthquake shook the earth. There had not been such a terrible earthquake since God made the earth. The great earthquake shook the whole world. There had been no earthquake as powerful as this since the world began. Cities all over the world fell, and the important cities split into three. All the nations on the earth suffered. They suffered the effects of this great earthquake. The important city that split into three seems to mean Babylon. Babylon was a city on the Euphrates. It was the heart, most important place of evil practices. Babylon may become powerful again, and perhaps this verse refers to it, but it is more likely that the name Babylon describes another wicked city. This city would be the most important city for religion and trade. Some people believe that Rome would be that city at the time of the end. It was the greatest city in the world at the time when John wrote the book of Revelation. It would have been dangerous for him to name it then. God poured out his anger on Babylon as someone would pour out wine. God was so angry that he destroyed that great city. John writes about the ruins of Babylon in the next two chapters, but islands sank into the sea. Mountains fell deep and disappeared. That earthquake changed the whole surface of the earth. The storm of God's anger caused hailstones to fall from the sky. These were like great blocks of ice. Some weighed nearly 100 pounds. even this did not persuade the people to turn to God. That's crazy. But this terrible storm, the next event after this would be when Christ comes from heaven in Revelation 19:11. The next 2.5 chapters give more details of the event that have just happened. So we're going to get ready to stop. We're going to be in chapter 17 when we come back on, and I'm going to try to get to chapter 19 so we won't have so many other chapters. But this lets you know the future, what's going to happen. This is letting you know what's going to happen. We may not be here. God is always going to protect us. He's always going to protect us. What's going on? He's always going to protect us. So if we accept God, if we accept him and we love him, we don't have to worry about anything. We don't have to worry about it. It's a lot of things have already taken place, have took place for this. A lot of things. Enough that Jesus can come back today or tomorrow. But it's not enough for all the false prophets and all that that has not come yet. We're not in chapter. We more like we're up around the churches where he in chapter 6 and 7 and up in there where he talking about the 7 churches. So, but we got to be praying. Or we may be further along than it, but we got to stay praying. And I just want everybody to know that we have to stay in the will of God. We got to stay in God's will and do and this, like, it sounds scary, and it sounds like something you would see on TV, but if it's in the Word of God, it's going to happen. So know that. But anyway, I'm not going to hold you. I just thank and praise God that everyone got on tonight, and I want you all to keep praying for me. I'm still in a battle, but it sounds like I got my war clothes on. I'm ready for the battle. I got my war clothes on. So I want y'all to keep praying for me. We're going to get ready to close out. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come humbly before your throne of grace, yes, giving you all praise and glory tonight. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for ministering to us, Lord. We thank you. I know nothing was of me, but everything was of God. It's not about me, but it's all about you, Lord. I just give you praise for everyone on here tonight. I ask you to cover them in the blood of Jesus and encamp your angels all around about them and their families. Lord, be a blessing to them. You know what they need. Lord, be an encouragement to them, Lord. You know what they need, Father. I ask you to give them the desires of their heart on tonight. And we bless our enemies on tonight. We bless everyone, Lord. The ones that I forgot to pray for, bless them and cover them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling. Wait a minute. And to present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. God bless y'all. Y'all have a good night, and thank you for being on this radio broadcast with me. God bless you. Have a good night. I was on Zoom for a while, too, y'all. God bless y'all. Good night.
Hey, Ben.
Hey, Ben. God bless y'all.
Hey, Amen. Good night.